Had a good day yesterday was Corey Brown. He rode three winners. He was in terrific form, and he's been good enough to join us. Corey, good morning. It's one of those days when things worked out well for you, but I think there's a couple of horses our listeners can follow with confidence, particularly the two-year-old Halaku. Good morning, Corey.
Yeah, morning, boys. How are we? And yeah, no, it was a great day, and could be back in the winner's circle in Sydney, to be honest.
Yeah, fair enough. Halaku, he puts a margin on him, and that was a tidy win to field of two-year-olds yesterday.
It was a very tidy win, right? And obviously first time I've been on him, and from the moment he settled, he's doing little things wrong. He was flicking his head, and we're going quite steady in the run, but once he sort of started to travel up at the 600, I was always very confident, and he put him to the sword quite quickly, and raced away with a pretty impressive win, I thought.
He was all over the place, Corey, wasn't he? And then, I don't know, the last 200 just went bang. So, clearly a horse of talent. What has Paul and Peter told you about him?
Paul was there yesterday telling me that he's a bit quirky, you know. He said we've got to work with him. And Ty England had ridden him before, and I spoke to Ty, and he sort of said the same. He's got a few different characters going on, but look, he was a little bit green, but again, we went steady in the run, so I was having to sort of like wrestle against him a little bit, and he wasn't happy with me doing that. But in a faster run race, he would have travelled a lot kinder and obviously looked a lot more tractable. But he's still learning. He's still very young and immature. He's like a real two-year-old, even late in the season. He's sort of like he's got a bit of growing up to do. But once the penny drops 100%, I'm sure they're going to have a lot of fun with him.
Just Shine in the Wallaby Cup, fantastic performance. Mentioned after the race, you said he got into a bit of a flat spot. Tell us about that.
His win was good. He pulled quite hard during the run. Really, really sat up on the bridle. But he got to about the 600, and I think it was more the condition of the track. He sort of like, he hit a really damp patch where we're really ripping into the track at the 600, and I had to pull the stick over and give him a bit of a sort of a wake up. But once I woke him up, he really come up underneath me, and he worked the line solid. I was pretty impressed, and I was pretty impressed with the horse going into the race and what he'd done, and I was more impressed after I'd ridden him race day.
Yeah, he's one to follow. As his ombudsman, after the race, Corey, Chris Waller was telling the media he thinks ombudsman's potentially a Newcastle Gold Cup type of horse. I put that question to you, and you said straight away that's probably his level. He's a nice young stay on the rise.
Yeah, he's a nice horse. He a little bit quirky as well, right? He was very strong during the run, and going to the winning post the first time, Chris said, just take all, you know, he said, take all he comes, basically, but he said, just, yeah, don't set him a task, but he said, just try and get him to settle. And going to the post the first time, the speed come out of the race a little bit, and he got up on heels, and I was really starting to worry, thinking, oh, he's just going to walk and I'm going to be all over him. But they strung out again from about the 1800, and the speed of the race is very genuine and nice. He got into a great rhythm. He's obviously got no acceleration, being the sort of staying type, but he got to his top on top of the rise, and he kept whacking away well. So yeah, no, he's a nice nurse stayer in the making, for sure.
Yeah, no, very tough, strong through the line. And Corey, that treble did cap off a great week. During the week, you got the confirmation that you can ride for the rest of the world team in the prestigious Shergar Cup early in August at Ascot in England.
Yeah, really excited. It's one of those jockey challenges that I think all jockeys, you know, they'd like to ride in. I've been asking for years and never been lucky enough to get it, but I sat down with all the big knobs from Royal Ascot here probably 3 months ago, and I threw my hat in the ring and asked could I get a Guernsey for the competition, and yeah, I was lucky enough to get it, and yeah, very excited about going over and representing Australia.
Unfortunately, not all good news coming out of yesterday. Bombarding ended up getting a suspension there, so you're banned until the 25th of July. But Corey, it's not all bad news, is it? Because aren't you off on holidays?
Yeah, well, that's what I basically put my gun back in the holster. I went in there and basically threw my hands up and said, yeah, no, I didn't actually say that I was going on holidays. It didn't matter, but in the back of my mind, it was definitely the first thought.
Fair enough.
That's all right. He did nothing wrong.
So what we know now is that the stewards don't read Ray Thomas's articles on a Friday.
Correct. I said the same thing when I walked out. Like, they were firing questions as if I was going to argue back about what had happened. And I was very, very soft on my evidence. But I thought the same thing. I thought they obviously don't read Ray Thomas's column in the because they would have known I was going on all day.
I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, Corey, but it doesn't matter. It's good for you. That's the main thing. And look, it's been a terrific season. I know you're writing it Grafton during the week, but look, enjoy the holiday with the family, and particularly the best of luck in that Shergar Cup.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It's been great.